listening to The Art Show here on RN, and hello now to Alice Walker for Arts News. So Alice, it's been 1 year since Brazil's National Museum in Rio de Janeiro burnt down. So what's the latest?
Monday marked 1 year since a fire caused by a faulty air conditioner destroyed the museum. It housed around 20 million objects, and it was initially thought that 90% of them had been destroyed. Happily, that's not the case, Ed. It turns out it was 46%, but losing almost half of your collection is obviously still a massive loss.
Yeah, that must have been so devastating for the staff and students who'd spent all those
Absolutely.
Years working there. Yeah.
It's been so upsetting that many of them are getting tattoos of the museum. There's even a hashtag that translates to museum on my skin. But the museum has finally announced plans to reopen. It wants to restore part of the building by 2022 in time for the bicentennial celebrations of Brazilian independence. Reconstruction is set to begin on the museum's facade as well, though it sounds like there's still a fair bit of money to find as the total cost of the restoration hasn't been finalised.
Okay, now moving on. Now, Alice, it's sometimes hard to think about at the ABC, but what's your 5-year plan?
That's a story that's still unfolding, Ed, but I can tell you about a couple of other 5-year plans. For starters, the Australia Council has just released its 5-year corporate plan. It shows the council beat all its KPIs from 2018 to 19 by anywhere from 110 to 243%, and it sets new targets for attendances and for how many public works come out of it. But it's not forecasting much increase in budget over the next 5 years or any change in staffing levels, which is probably not surprising, but will no doubt be disappointing to the arts organisations who are calling for funding to be restored to the Australia Council after the much talked about cuts 5 years ago.
All right, so there's no showers of gold in this report.
Not
no surprises?
This time.
No. So what does it say?
So it, as well as setting the targets for attendance and for public works, it also says that the Australia Council is going to gather data on diversity for audiences and also for artists and people who get grants. And now let me tell you about the South Australian government's plan. This is the first arts plan for the state in almost 20 years, and it's just been released. It comes off the back of an external review that didn't advocate, quote, significant additional government expenditure, but it did say there was an urgent need to address storage for the state's collections and to accelerate and coordinate digitisation of those collections as well. And it also spoke of a siloed culture and need for more collaboration, including with other government sectors like education, health, employment, regional development and tourism as well.
So does the government plan call for collaboration?
It does. So the Marshall Liberal government's art and culture plan for 2019 to 2024 outlines strategic collaboration as one of its 4 key values. Arts Industry Council of South Australia Chair Gail Kovachev says it's a call for entrepreneurialism as a way of pushing the sector away from reliance on government funding.
Obviously that collaboration is a partnership, and formulating new ways of doing things is as always advantageous, but I definitely think that one of the drivers behind that being such a focus is the fact that there's a sense that there will be no new funding, which, you know, no one denies that the South Australian government is doing it hard, that there is a lack of resources, the tax base is shrinking and all of those, whilst it's the oldest population in the nation, population isn't growing. So it's very difficult to produce extremely forward-looking strategy within that context, and so they're looking at questions of how to do what is being done better, and I think they are looking for using collaborations or partnerships as one sort of idea about how that might come about.
Gail Kovachev there. She says it's great to have an arts plan and there's a lot of good work and consultation behind it and there's some valuable goals in it. But after recent state cuts, she says there aren't many initiatives to show how to get there.
Okay, so you can find a link to both the Australia Council and the South Australian government's plans on our website. But staying in South Australia, Alice, tell me about the Kennedy Prize.
This is a $25,000 prize awarded to works that embody, comment on, or celebrate beauty. This year's winner is Victorian artist Jack Grantford for her portrait of Melbourne drag queen Tootsie. Ken Tootsie Atherton passed away at the age of 84, just a couple of weeks after the painting was completed last year. He was imprisoned for 2 years for his homosexuality when he was 20, but eventually would become affectionately known as the oldest drag queen in the Southern Hemisphere. Jack Grantford says that made her win all the more special.
Oh, I felt so passionate about it because Tootsie was reviled in his youth for being who he was, and now he's being celebrated for being beautiful. I mean, it's just so wonderful.
You can see all 50 finalists at the Kennedy Prize exhibition at the South Australian State Library until the 15th of September.
Great. Thanks so much to Alice Walker. Alice there with Arts News.